since your Aunt Elizabeth met Uncle Thomas, you know how it has made me feel?
Why should you feel any different?
I don't know, but it has. I'm so happy. It's exciting.
Has Mr. Smith said anything more about Aunt Beth?
No, has your aunt?
No. What are you blinking your eyes for?
Oh, I'm so happy. You know how I feel, Cecil.
You've got that pussycat look on your face again.
I feel like it's Christmas. You know how you feel when you wake up Christmas morning.
Oh, you mean sleepy?
No, like something's going to happen. Something nice.
Oh, I opened my presents the night before.
Well, anyhow, that's the way I feel. I'm not afraid of Mrs. Mason anymore.
Oh, I never was afraid of her anyhow.
That's what love does, Cecil. It makes the world go round.
Where'd you get so smart?
Well, it does. It's an old saying. There are people on the earth and they're in love. That's what makes the world go round.
And that's changed your map, huh?
The sun doesn't move, it stands still. That's because there's no love up there.
Oh, is that what makes it so bright?
The sun does stand still, doesn't it? At least I think it does.
Well, I feel sorry for Mr. Smith if he ever gets that way.
Oh, he will, Cecil. When he knows your aunt better, he will.
I think it's a big pain.
It is not. It's glorious. It's springtime. It's thrilling. Take a deep breath, Cecil.
There.
Isn't there something in the air, Cecil? Isn't there?
Wait a minute. I didn't get a good whiff. Ah, roses.
Oh, yes. They're on the table. I picked them. But that isn't what I mean.
Yeah, I'll bet your uncle raises heck with you for picking his roses.
No, he won't. Oh, Cecil, I'm so happy. I went out in the garden, and there were those roses, and the little birds were singing, and the little butterflies were flying hither and yon.
Were there any little worms on the little roses?
You needn't try to spoil things. I won't let you.
And you're getting this way just because Mr. Smith met my Aunt Bess. Oh, golly.
Yes, it just makes me so happy to know the whole world is in love.
Hey, let's go to a show.
Oh, no. Cecil, you know what I want to do.
Yeah. Talk about a lot of dumb things like this.
No. I feel like I could write poetry this afternoon.
What for?
Well, you don't have to have a reason.
Well, what's the use in doing it, then?
Cecil, I have an idea.
Is it about the little birds and the little worms?
No. I think I'll write a piece of poetry and give it to Uncle Thomas.
Maybe he's got some poetry.
Oh, well, he can send it to your aunt.
I'll bet he won't. I'll bet he'll tear it up.
Now, let's see. What shall I write about? Oh, see, on the table? There's nothing so sweet as a rose. I'll take that.
Oh, take two of them. There's a whole flock of them.
Let's see. Close to my heart, I hold a rose.
If you can get more... What did you say?
I said, close to my heart, I hold a rose.
What for?
That's the way I'm going to start my love lyric.
Oh, all right. Then let's see, how about this for a second line? And as I press it to my nose, write that down.
Oh, no, Cecil, I don't like that nose. Besides, a person couldn't press a rose to their heart and their nose at the same time. Let's see, what rhymes with rose?
Blows and, wait a minute, A, B, C, coes, no, D, doze, doze.
When a person is in love, they don't doze.
All right. D, C, is it F, C? Foes, G, goes. They goes places, can't they?
Yes, but that isn't good English. Rose, grows. That's it, grows. Close to my heart, I press this rose. Let's see. And in my heart...
The cold wind blows. That's hot.
No. And in my heart, a new love grows. Oh, that's good.
And now we've got to find something that rhymes with grows.
Well, that's easy. Rose rhymes with grows.
Yeah, but you just use that. Let's see now.
I think we ought to change it a little in the middle. Now, let's see. It cannot be that you're for me. Oh, Cecil, did you hear that?
Well, smack me down. That just sort of popped out, didn't it?
Goodness, I didn't know I was so good. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Stop patting yourself on the back and finish the installment up.
Let's see now. How's this? And why nobody knows. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Hey, I know a good line if you wanted to use it. I thought of it once, and if you keep saying it over and over, it's kind of fun.
What is it? Maybe we can work it in.
Oh, well, this is all it is. And through the breeze there blows a tree. Oh, no, that's wrong. And through the trees there blows a breeze.
Oh, sir, Cecil, that's wonderful. Now for the second line, let's see. Breeze.
Well, how's this? And as the breeze blows through the trees.
Yes, that's good. And I know, for the middle I'll put, listen to this. This is going to be good. I'll always love you more or less to you, my own Elizabeth.
Do you think Aunt Bess will know that he means her?
And I'll end it with, as through the trees there blows a breeze.
Oh, golly, this is easy.
I think we ought to say something about how Uncle Thomas needs her.
All right. You start it off, because I'm good on second lines.
I don't think this has been used before. Like the flower needs the dew.
That's how I need you.
No, that isn't good enough. Let's see, Oh, I know. How's that? And like this aforesaid tree.
Aforesaid what?
That means the tree we just said. I looked it up once. Oh, I know the rest. Now wait, I'll write it down.
I don't think that's so hot. It sounds too mixed up.
Listen, second line. It's a goodly thing that I met thee.
Why don't you say it's a good thing? Not goodly. I never heard of that.
Well, if you had read as much romantic poetry as I have, you know. Now for the middle again.
You want to work in Mr. Smith's name?
Yes, and I want to show that your aunt needs him.
All right. Say, like a baby needs its mother.
No, mother is too long a word, and so is baby.
Oh, you want a smaller mother and a littler baby, huh?
Besides, mother doesn't rhyme with Uncle Thomas.
Wait, you could say, like a babe needs its mom. That rhymes with Tom.
Oh, Cecil, you're wonderful. Now what?
As sure as my name is Tom.
No, this is better. Would let me be your Tom?
I think my way's better.
Now for a line to finish it up with, and then it's all.
Well, read over what you put down so far.
All right, here it is now. Close to my heart I press this rose, and in my heart a new love grows. It cannot be that you're for me, and why, nobody knows. And through the trees there blows a breeze, and as the breeze blows through the trees, I'll always love you more or less. To you, my own Elizabeth. As through the trees there blows a breeze, and like this aforesaid tree, it's a goodly thing that I met thee. Like a babe needs its mom, wouldst thou let me be your Tom? And then the last line.
Yeah, we gotta have a last line.
Oh, see, so when I read that, I realize I've really done something.
Yeah, but the last line. Now, let's see.
Now, what can we end it with?
I'll get it. We couldn't end it with the breeze blowing through the trees, could we?
No, I think we used that once. Oh, dear, I've suddenly gone blank.
Gee, we're this far. We ought to be able to finish it.
We could call it the unfinished love poem.
Now, wait, let me think. Tom, Mom, Pom, Rom, Lom. No.
Every time I close my eyes to think, I can see trees.
I give up. I can't think of anything.
Oh, well, I tell you what we'll do, Cecil. I can't think of a good ending either, so we'll just let it go for a few minutes, and I'll put it over here on Uncle Thomas's desk so I'll know where to get it if I think of a good ending. We can get it later.